Ganz ungefragt hast du mir gesagt, was dir nicht gefällt an dieser Welt, was nicht läuft. Ja, ganz genau, das seh ich doch in jeder Tagesschau. Und hohle Fratzen im TikTok-Clip von hohlen Glatzen.
Wir sind wieder on air, jetzt mit Folge 5, wenn ich mich nicht verrechne. Das wird heute etwas besonders, weil das Ganze läuft gleich auf Englisch. Meine Englischlehrer werden vermutlich die Hände über dem Kopf zusammenschlagen, wenn sie das jetzt hören. Aber meldet euch bei mir, wenn ihr das hört. Ja, ich bin auch gespannt, wie das wird. Aber das Landesjugendcamp ist natürlich auch international unterwegs. Deswegen haben wir internationale Gäste, die hier im Camp mit am Start sind. Und ja, dementsprechend dann jetzt mal in Folge 5 Special auf Englisch. So, hello and welcome to our special podcast episode. Today we have special guests from the Global Village who joined us here for an unforgettable experience at our youth camp. Today with
Ava
and
Marta.
Okay, so I'm excited to hear about your unique experiences, perspectives and impressions you've already made here. So, yeah, we can start. Where do you come from?
I come from Latvia.
Okay.
So I'm actually from Germany. I'm the only German one in the Global Village, but the other participants either don't speak English that well or only speak Spanish. So the language barrier is really big for them actually here. So that's why I'm here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, how did you feel when you first arrived at the camp? Here in the...
Here?
Yeah.
A lot of mud. Very wet. But we were excited to see how it will go, and yeah,
I think so. The week before, we all had some projects and workshops in Hermannsburg. We did some team building activities there, and we already grew together as a group, so this was just the next adventure for us. And I think it was really funny to see all the faces, especially from the people who are from warmer countries with better climate, to come here to Germany and see the rain and the mud. This is not what they had in mind when we told them we're going on a festival.
Okay. I would say we're more than a group. We're like a family. Where we have grown so close together. I cannot imagine being at home without all of them.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a cool experience, I think. Yes. And do you have an other experience from the youth camps that stood out of you?
From this camp?
Yeah, from Hermannsburg.
It's hard to say like right now, but just the love from everyone. Everyone's so happy, and the inclusion, it's amazing.
So one highlight at the camp was definitely the opening event.
Here or in Hermannsburg?
No, here.
Here.
It was, I think it was the first time where you could see how many people actually are here. So it's the first time for me as well. The mood. Everything was just so loaded with energy and motivation. That was really nice to see.
So good vibe and spirit all over.
Exactly. And the feelings about the toilets.
Oh no!
From our international guests. Yeah.
Okay. So you use the toilets at the camp?
No.
With the tents or?
We come to the house.
Okay. Okay.
I was willing to try out the toilets. I went there to look. I was like a trash can under the toilets. But then I saw that you cannot wash your hands with water and soap. It's just hand sanitizer. And it's a no for me.
Okay, and the different to Hermannsburg?
Yes, we had normal toilets.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And do you also sleep in the house or you sleep in a tent?
We sleep in the house.
Yeah.
Very glad.
They're very lucky.
Okay. And
they get a room for us. Better than tents.
It's glamping.
Glamping, yeah.
Except for the toilets down at the camp.
Yeah. And is it also some big deals you have to deal with, like problems or?
For me, the problem is the language. Because also in the opening, if Ava wouldn't like translate everything, I would not understand anything. I was just sitting there looking at the wall and I was like, sounds good. I don't know what they're talking about. If someone mentioned any rules, I still don't know them. Yeah. But I was happy with some of the English songs, like My Lighthouse. I could sing that one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. And also with the events in the camps, in the tents, they're mostly in German. So I cannot, well, I can't participate, but I don't understand anything.
But it's still nice to see how some of the activities are just international, like we've got two girls from Brazil, and we just did these kind of glittery tattoos together, and it doesn't need a lot of talking. It's just getting together, yeah.
And do you can explain what the Global Village at the camp is, and
we're
tell us something about
it. The international center. I think we're the only group that's international. And well, I think the only big difference is that we speak in English.
Or Spanish.
Or Spanish.
So we're always looking out for people who want to try their foreign languages. And we would like to invite them all to come to our tents and to talk, because this is what cultural exchange is all about, talking. So yeah, we want to invite people to do that with different activities. I think today at 3 we've got henna tattoos. So doing something creative without talking, and then try to slowly
come together,
get closer. Yes.
And tomorrow we are having international games, so
also something that, where you don't really need to speak.
That should be interesting.
Because you play and then automatically come closer together.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds nice. Yeah. Do you also have something else you want to tell us about the Global Village or your experience here?
Yeah. Well, we're a family forever.
Family forever.
Yes. We even have many inside jokes from all the camps, and so we're very united.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good for the ending. So thanks for coming, and yeah, have a great time here in the youth camp, and yeah, we're gonna see. Ja, also ich switche wieder zu Deutsch, also Englisch überfordert mich dann doch ein bisschen hier im Podcast dann auch gerade noch, gerade wenn man hier irgendwie dann über ja, das Ganze redet. Aber schön, dass ihr da wart. Und ich glaube, wir müssen noch einiges schneiden. Es ist nie zu spät.